Hey everybody, and welcome to Satisfy My Gemini, a conversational safari into the heart of the Aquarian Age. Astrology, theory, and practice, healing, inspiration, beauty, and a delicious, nutritious assortment of metaphysical tapas. I'm your host, Sarah. Hey everybody, I just thought I would check in with you and talk to you a little bit about what is happening astrologically right now for the second part of October. We did have a full moon on the 13th, and so we're a little bit past that now, but I was just going to tell you a little bit about what's happening for the next couple of weeks leading up to the new moon in Scorpio, which is coming on the 27th. And the energy of the new moon that happened a couple of days ago really brought relationship power dynamics to light. And full moons make space to release things that aren't working. So they are able to shine light on dynamics and on things that aren't always as clear as they are at that moment. And there was an opportunity for healing and realization about having more empowering and more healthy dynamics and boundaries in terms of relationships. And there's still some pieces that are falling into place with that over the next couple of weeks. There's some other things that are going on that will continue to reinforce that process that began at that full moon, including a semi-sextile being coming to perfection between Jupiter and Pluto, which is actually happening tomorrow. Because that aspect, Jupiter and Pluto, were both playing important roles in the energy of the full moon that just went by. And those planets working together is really bringing in a benevolent and positive type of energy, because sometimes working with Plutonian dynamics can be really challenging, but the Jupiter influence definitely makes it feel positive and benevolent, and like that making the changes that need to happen actually has a very positive and optimistic type vibe. So that's something that's going on. And Mercury has been trining Neptune and is coming into a sextile with Pluto pretty quickly. And it's also moving through Scorpio, and it's going to actually begin its retrograde motion at the very end of October. So there's a lot of energy focused on Mercury, which the issues of how you express yourself and communication are definitely something that's up right now. And Libra season, as I was talking about in the episode about the Libra new moon, Libra really loves relationships, but it's more of an energy that likes things light and charming and fun. And Scorpio energy starts to take that drive for relationships and push it deeper. There's a need for deeper intimacy and for getting to the bottom of things and for really being able to see what's going on. And as the inner planets are moving through Scorpio, that energy is kind of brewing as we're moving towards Scorpio season, which is actually just about a week away. We're coming up on it really quickly. So things are moving into a place where it's about deeper insight and realizing things on a deeper intuitive level. And so issues of communication and how you express yourself and really keeping that in a resonant way and noticing the dynamics that are happening in conversations that you have is something that's really up right now and will continue to be a theme in terms of the astrological energy as we are moving into Scorpio season and then Mercury begins its retrograde motion, where it's going to be moving retrograde until November 20th. So that's going to be a big part of the energy of November as well. So those are all things that are up for the next couple of weeks. And there's really just still a feeling of things that have already been put into motion and all of the different changes and the big shifts that have happened over the course of this year, and especially in the summertime, everything continuing to move forward. And there's still some shifts that are happening and things that are being calibrated and moving into place. And there's a definite vibe of deep healing and being able to see things more clearly. And like I said, the issues of owning your power and really being able to see clearly what's happening in your interactions with people and the way that you are expressing yourself and how you're dealing with things are all parts of stuff that's happening with the outer planets, Chiron and Pluto and Jupiter, and still some things happening with the nodes and Saturn and all of that are continuing to make just these shifts that are refining things and moving them forward. And all of this flow of Scorpio energy is really taking things deeper. And so that's something that's definitely going on. And obviously, when the sun moves into Scorpio, that energy is going to be even more pronounced. So that's something that's coming up next week. And like I said, we're having a new moon coming up on the 27th, and I will do my best to get in touch with you on time for that and let you know about the energy that's happening with that. So I hope that you've been having a lovely fall season so far and appreciating the time of year, because it feels like it's going by really fast. I mean, we are hurtling towards the holidays, which I'm all about starting to celebrate that early, and I definitely can already feel the vibe. So, but I hope that you've been having a lovely fall so far. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can always look me up on the Instagram for the page at Satisfy My Gemini. I try my best to check in with that, and also to do some writing and stuff and have some updates going on there. And you can also leave me a voicemail. They have a link for that in the show description. You can just click on that and send me a voicemail if you prefer to do that. And it really does mean a lot. It means a lot to have you listening, and it means a lot to hear from you. So feel free to get in touch with me, or if you have any questions, I'd love to hear those as well. And I'm sending you lots of love and positive vibes for the rest of Libra season and moving into Scorpio season next week. And I am looking forward to talking to you again very soon. So I'm gonna just try something I've never done before. My episodes are usually really quick, so there's not like an overload of information, I don't think, but just to let you know what some of the highlights are in terms of what you should be paying attention to over the next couple of weeks. It really has to do with power dynamics and relationships, paying attention to the way that you are expressing your own power and holding healthy boundaries while still honoring other people and where they're coming from, and even especially highlighting the issue of communication and the way that you're expressing yourself, the way other people are expressing themselves to you in conversations that you're having and interactions that you're having, and really paying attention to the undercurrent and what's happening on a deep level, and looking to really keep things resonant so that you know that you're speaking from a place that is really authentic and resonates to where you are authentically coming from, and really, really listening to what other people are saying. Because Mercury moving through Scorpio definitely has that vibe anyway, and because of some of the aspects that Mercury's making as it's moving through that sign, and because of the fact that it's moving towards its retrograde motion at the end of the month, issues around communication are really highlighted, and it's really about looking at things in a deeper way and really getting to the bottom of things, letting deeper insights come to light, and not allowing yourself to communicate from a place of habit, making sure that you're really, really focusing and staying present in your communication with people in every situation that you can. So that's really what to be keeping an eye out for over the next couple of weeks. And Libra season and the sun being in Libra really is about celebrating beauty and appreciating the people around you. And as the sun moves into Scorpio, which happens on the 23rd, it's really about seeking deeper intimacy and paying attention to things on a deeper level, which includes really checking in with yourself in a deep way. And because of the moon sort of moving towards the end of its phase as we're going towards the new moon on the 27th, that's really a good time for checking in with yourself and maybe taking a break from things and really allowing yourself to decompress and doing some things to take care of yourself and really get in touch with yourself on a deeper level, and just sort of getting ready to move towards the energy of the new moon, which will bring in some fresh energy and begin a new cycle happening on the 27th. So hope that's helpful for being able to tune in to the astrological current over the next couple of weeks. And I am sending you guys lots of love. Looking forward to talking to you soon.